First in family, what's going on, y'all? We're here. We're back. We're live. We're Finn Live. Hanging out with you guys. What are we here for, Ann? A fry.
Yay.
Q.
A.
With J.
An A. Except I forgot an and in there. But it's okay because I don't usually say them.
But it's okay. See, look what you did right there.
Look what I did.
Look what she did. Guys, if you saw what Ann did, quietly cheer. Because even if you cheered out loud, we couldn't hear it because we're on the interwebs. Good job, babe. I'm going to give you Viper style for that.
No.
What? Are you about to get fired live?
Let's do it so you can move on.
I don't want to. I don't want
That's
to
how
anymore.
You kill it right there.
I don't even want to anymore. No, you do not get a Viper style, Ann. You just get fired.
Oh, first time today.
Well, guys, that's it. That's all we got. We fired Ann.
At 5:33.
At 5:33. Mark the time. Mark the time. Ann's fired. So if anybody wants to come work for First In, send your resumes in. Ann's no longer using Ann at firstinnutrition.com, so you can send them right there. What's going on, man? We are just hanging out. Recovering.
Trying to.
Yeah. I'm feeling like I'm not recovering very well. It's been one of those weeks. Had some extra jiu-jits today. Had my neighbor come over and show me some new stuff. And even though we didn't go too ham on the deal, I'm still not feeling good, man. So a little mentally, a little physically doing the thing. But we're here. We're hanging out with you guys. And we have a question. But as always, if you guys have any questions, make sure to let us know. Let's get this thing going right. Turn the lights on up in here. We got a hey y'all from an FBU, and who we got?
I don't know. I have zero comments right now.
Oh, Ann's got zero comments. So
it's mind phone breaking today.
Mind phone breaking?
Mind phone, yeah.
Mind conf?
Not mind, even close.
Mind something else? I don't know.
I got the third one. I don't
know who you are. So hey. I do know who this is, Anna P. Happy Friday, taking my oldest son on a date for axe throwing and sushi. That is like our perfect night out, man.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That's freaking killer. Have another FBU. Hey, everyone.
That's Bart Regner. That
this,
one
this is where we run into the sitch, guys. Hey, y'all. Hey, everyone.
FBU1, FBU2.
Right. If you're Link, and what do I mean by that? If you're new to FinLives, that's not the link I mean. Do I mean this link? Yes. Before you join in, if you would like us to know who you are, you can click this. You can't click this. That won't work. You'd be tapping your phone. I wish it did. But you can go to that URL. It's in the link in the description, and it'll let us see who you are. If not, just put a little dash, like Bart. OG Bart would put dash Bart here, so we would know. So, hey, Bart, what's going on? Sephra's here. Recovery here as well. Long day, but glad it's Friday. Man.
I did see the update that your son is out and pending some more appointments, but I'm glad he's out.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Talk about a TGIF. TGI.
Finally free.
F-I-F. I don't know. I don't have anything right now. You can see I'm not really recovered. Roxy's here. What is up? What is going on? My man Eric Morris up in the house. What's up, brother? Oh, it's Val. I'll go back in and click the link. You
gotcha.
Know, Val, you just put Val. Val's kind of short to type, actually.
Yeah.
But as much as you might interact, it might be better. You just put a V. Do we have any other Vs? No Vickies, no
so.
Vanessas. Yeah,
Val,
you'd be
Vanessa.
Good. Oh, well, then, you know, I don't know, guys. I don't know. I wish I could make it work. My man Jeffrey's here. What's up, man? I believe this is your first live, dude. Thanks for hanging out with us, man. Thanks for joining us. As you can probably tell already, very strict, very professional, very... Even...
Welcome to First In.
Even once she's fired, she still is this much sass. I don't understand. I don't understand what's going on.
It's a sassy kind of day. This is what happens
it
when
sure
there's
is.
A thunderstorm
sure is.
On the back of a trip that we're not recovered from, and somebody may have spent the night on the couch with the pork chop as he was drooling and whining and shivering because of the thunderstorm.
Well.
Team no sleep.
Well, good for you. Good.
But chop felt better, so.
Yes, you got to spend more time with the pork chop.
I did.
It's a good thing.
Eric, we got you.
Thank you, Eric.
That was good.
Molly's here. What's up, Molly? Sephir says thank you. And Bart, it did fix it, man. Your link expired, but thank you for fixing it. We appreciate you.
Do you still fight the urge to say konnichiwa?
I almost said it every time. Yep. I almost said konnichiwa to Bart when I mean domo.
What? Okay. He's got jokes tonight.
Sass. So guys, we are hanging out. We are going to answer a question for the one, the only OG Banff, John Con Jimmy here in a minute.
Yeah.
But before that, we were talking about recovery. We were talking about stories. And Anne told a magnificent tale of thunder and lightning and a very, very frightening pork chop and how she had to sleep on the couch last night. And it reminded me in that moment that we forgot an important detail of our trip when we were recapping it on the Walk and Talk Wednesday.
Okay.
And that was our experience once we left Spokane, left Kettle Falls, left Spokane again, and left Seattle. And that was when we got back home to Orlando, which was going to be the icing on the cake, the cherry on top, if you will, the
official
anniversarial behaviors and habits and routines and celebrations that Jonathan were going to get into. And, you know, we came back to Orlando because that's where the plane lands. And we're like, hey, let's just hang out in Orlando and let's, like, you know, do some stuff like we used to do when we first got together. Let's go to Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Let's maybe go to Volcano Bay. Let's get some pizza. Let's, you know, do the thing. Go to Capitol Grill. You know, hang out for a couple days. Wind the trip down and celebrate 187 years of being together. The real feel. It's only been 13, but the real feel's up there. And y'all people in these heat waves know about that real feel. So, long story long, because you know it's going to be, we showed up to the Universal. That's where we're staying at, the Aventura, which is like mid-fancy.
The mid-level.
Yeah, I mean, it's like there's a little robot that delivers stuff to your room.
They
That's kind of cool.
Delivery robot.
Right? Delivery robot's kind of neat.
He's got a name, and I can't remember.
I don't know if he could bring you snacks or not, but that would be absolutely awesome. Like, I would want a delivery robot for the house.
He
like,
can bring you room service.
Bring me Mulk, and it would just come deliver me like a RTD. That would be pretty awesome. Instead, I have to deal with the sass.
You can try a pork chop.
If I want a delivery of Mulk, I have to put up with, you know, this one.
We could train pork chop, except he tried to chew through a Mulk bottle the other day to drink the banana Mulk, so maybe not a good idea.
So, again, we had a great trip, great anniversary. We're still married. Life is awesome. But sometimes things happen, and they're outside of your control. And so you just control the things you can, and you do your best to respond to them. So, 10-year anniversary, we show up, and we're told, one, we have two reservations, because there was an error, and we had to, the dates got moved on our very first trip, which offset the whole thing, and for some reason, Anne wasn't allowed to add a reservation, she had to make another reservation, and we get there, and they're like, oh, so you're checking out tomorrow? And Anne's like, no, we have a second reservation, and they're like, what do we do? What do we do? And she's like, is there any way we can, you know, get the same room? And he's like, oh, I don't know. And, you know, guy jumped into action, does his customer service thing. And he's like, well, unfortunately, we had to upgrade you or downgrade you or shift you to a accessible room.
We were told we were upgraded to a higher floor, which I could care less. I don't know. I don't know what the status of the floors are, but upgraded to a higher floor, but downgraded. They didn't use the word downgraded. He did say, we had to put you in an accessible room. So a handicapped accessible room. And he told us straight off the bat, hey, if you have any issues staying in this room, come back down and we'll see what we can do. Probably a yellow flag.
Right. So we get up the room. The room's fine. Big dance floor area. If I wanted to do some backspins and stuff, I was good to go. not a big deal. Had a bathtub, super stoked, whatever. So
go out to dinner.
And he told us, he said, hey, he said, you're good to go, you're set, no issues, no factor, nothing. So we go to dinner, we come back. And keep in mind, this is like day 13 that we've been gone from home, and we've been tired, we've been up doing the whole thing. And all my wife wants to do is just take a bath and shave the legs. Fellas, you may not know what that's like, or if you're like me, you may. But ladies...
My women, you get it.
Y'all get it, right? That's a big deal. Even I know that's a big deal, and I'm kind of a caveman. So she just wants to shave her legs. Well, gets in that bath, and there's no hot water. I don't mean it's like an ice bath. She's not like an Instagram influencer, you know, videoing her in the ice bath, right? But
no,
it's not even lukewarm, guys. So now we got a problem. We got no hot water. So we call, and the guy's like, well, do you want to swap rooms, or do you want to send maintenance?
Oh, the first night, we didn't even have a swap room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The first night, we were just told maintenance is on their way, and it's, you know, it's now 9:30.
Yeah, it's like 9:30 now, 4:05 at night. So we wait about 30 minutes. Maintenance comes. Maintenance in there for about 30 minutes. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you know, your water was like in the 80s. He's like, but I cranked it up to 105, and it's going to be good to go. No factor. So now it's like 10:30. We're just exhausted. Ain't nobody taking a bath.
Yeah.
Right? We just go to bed. We get up. We're sleeping, doing the thing. We're really sleeping. Like, we're sleeping in. Like we're definitely sleeping. And so we get up and we start moving around. And all of a sudden the door, like literally kicks open. Like literally flies open. And, you know, I'm like, what's going on? What's up, man? You know? And it's housekeeping. And housekeeping just swinging open the door.
The tag is on the door at this point. We did not latch the door. But the do not disturb is up.
And guys, if you ever come over to the First In headquarters, unannounced, get in, gain access to the First In headquarters.
Yeah.
And we're sleeping. And you open the door. Be prepared for what you're going to see. Because it's Florida.
There are no pajamas in Florida.
And there are no pajamas in Florida. So, hello housekeeping, right? So, door closes quickly. Our bad, I'll own this. I did not have the hotel lock in place because, you know, whatever. I guess I'm ready to get that rumble on. So housekeeping barges in and we call. And we're like, yo, man, what's going on here? You know, whatever. No, what happened before that? We called about the keys. We called customer service and they told us that, yeah, at some point today you may have to... Oh, after housekeeping broke in, we called customer service on the phone. And they say, at some point you may have to go down and do whatever. Cool, man, we'll go down, change keys, whatever. She's like, I got you set, you're fine, everything's good to go. Well, the phone rings at like, I don't know, 11, 10, 11, whatever. And it's the front desk. And... long story short, inside of this long story long, the guy was not very, very nice. And I'm just kind of like, he's like, well, you need to come down right now. You have to check out. We can't even do this. You need to check out and check in. I said, yo, man, the guy last night said, you know, whatever. And we just got on the phone with customer service and said at some point. And he goes, well, some point is now. And I was like, oh, well, some point is now. Well, that settles it. And so now we've got to go downstairs to do the key swap, right?
Same room.
So we get back that night. We do the whole thing. I don't know if that's Cirque night, if that was food night. I don't know. It's a blur. But we get back that night, and it's what? Like, we're trying to sleep, and it's like 12:30.
12:30-ish, yeah.
12:30. We still don't have... Wait a minute, no. We didn't have hot water.
I'm going to apologize for Jonathan's long story long because this is going to get way worse.
So we come back that afternoon and we want to take showers. And the shower in the room that had maintenance come serve it has no hot water.
Still.
So I tell Ann, I'm like, yo, no hot water still. What do you want to do?
at this point, we are trying to get out the door because we have Capital Grille reservations for dinner, which is like our anniversary tradition, you know, steaks and stuff.
Right. So we have no hot water, and the guy at the front desk goes, well, when we come back, he goes, you can either change rooms or we can send maintenance again. Now, Ann likes to unpack. So we've unpacked, we've moved in, we've got all the stuff together. And since then, we've had extra stuff we've bought because we needed protein, so we bought some cases of milk, we needed some stuff, we had all this stuff. So now we have more stuff than we can physically carry, right? So now we have to bring all our stuff down.
Yeah, because I'm not going to let maintenance come back to the room as now, like, it's like 10 o'clock at night because dinner is like, you know, a few hour thing.
Right.
You know.
So now we have to go downstairs and he's like, we have to bring all your stuff down here so we can check you out and check you in another room. So it's not even like I can move across the hallway or anything like that. So we appropriate a luggage cart and now we're wheeling around a luggage cart and we're doing all the stuff and whatever, man. So we change rooms and we go get in the room. And I don't even think we checked if there was hot water. I think we just settled down, whatever, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. We're old. We're trying to go to sleep. 12:30 at night, we're awoken by some sounds. And it sounded like the club that must have let out was taking place in our hallway.
Like Bluetooth speaker. We can hear the phone dinging over the Bluetooth speaker, yelling, screaming. In a language I did not understand.
Yeah. And so there was literally, it sounded like anywhere between 6 to 12 people partying, screaming across hallways in the room we moved into.
Yeah, right? Door slamming, yeah.
We didn't have these issues in the first room, but now we've got these issues. And we're sitting there for like 20, 30 minutes.
We let it go because I was like, well, maybe it's going to end.
Hey, kids, have fun. You know, no factor, no big deal. We're waiting for it to end. And finally, I'm like, all right, man, it's time to go out there and handle business.
And
fortunately, we've seen how that movie ends. One guy goes to handle business against 12 people and shots fire. And
somebody's
not
got a knife
good.
Or a gun or no.
Right. So Ann says, hey, why don't we just call the security, see what we can do? We call security, it finally winds down, we go to sleep, we wake up, Ann gets a text message from security. Hey, we went there, you know, it was like an hour after we called and no one was there, no factor, no big deal. We get up, do the thing, do the day, have a great day, happy anniversary, life is amazing. Go to Cirque du Soleil that night, ate some chicken guy, Bart, what's up, chicken guy, who goes to Guy Fieri's chicken restaurant on their anniversary?
We do.
This guy, because at this point, Anne's also sick.
Anne's, they were sick.
Anne's so sick that the entire day that we were supposed to go to Volcano Bay to do anniversary stuff, to hang out, I worked.
I slept.
And Anne slept.
All day.
So we're getting up to go out for the first time. Anne cannot eat.
No.
Like, she hasn't been able to eat. She tried to drink half a milk that morning, couldn't get it down, couldn't finish it. So Anne's running on 0 calories. I'm running on 0 calories because I was just like in a mood at this point. And we're going to go break the fast at Chicken Guy. Thank you, Bart. We actually love that place. Happy anniversary, Chicken Guy style. So I've got my tenders. I'm ready to go. This one is still just not.
I was nursing a Diet Coke.
Yeah, not feeling great, doing all right. We go to Cirque. We come back. It's a little bit late.
We got to bed.
No, it's a little bit late. And my wife just wants to take a bath. And guess what? There's no hot water.
At this point, I'm giving up on the hot water.
None. Like I took a shower and I said, you don't even want to try. I was like, it is just, there's no hot water anywhere in Orlando, apparently, or on property the Aventura. So we go to sleep. 3 o'clock in the morning. Can you pull it up?
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be able to hear anything. But
3 o'clock in the morning, the party starts going hard in the hallway.
Like, I pulled my phone out to record this because this is inside our room with the door closed and there are text messages blaring over a Bluetooth speaker, door slamming, people screaming, people singing, and like in the hallway. I don't know if you're all gonna be able to hear this. We're gonna try this, but I don't know if you're all gonna be able to hear it or not. It sounds like we're in the lobby. In my hotel room with the door closed. And I'm still sick at this point, so I'm like losing.
It's so loud, it's ridiculous. So Ann calls. Then Ann calls again.
Yeah. And I gave them a courtesy like 10 to 15 minutes in between because I was like, okay.
3 o'clock in the morning. Can you pull it up?
I got to turn that down. Sorry, that's my volume.
Then I call.
Dude.
And I say, listen. I said, you're going to get someone up here now or I'm going to go out there and it's not going to be good. I was like, I'm just letting you know right now. If I go out there, you better get the police involved.
Finally, they were like, okay, so it's urgent. We were like, it's very urgent because there's about to be a fight in the hallway.
Ann calls one more time, the fourth time, and she goes, if you don't send someone up here right now, she's like, my husband's going to go out there, and it's going to get extremely ugly for at least one of them. At least one of them, maybe two of them, maybe four of them, it just depends on how quick I can act, is going to get real ugly until I get overwhelmed by mass numbers.
I know how this goes.
And they finally did, bang, 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 security, yep. Tell someone to shut down. Val says, oh my God, you can clearly hear it. It was so loud, I can't explain it to you.
And you know, listen.
We're pretty
sick,
chill.
I'm tired. I spent the night nursing a full sugar Coke for the first time in 20 years because that's about all I could handle. We're wearing thin on the limits of our patience. And we're not those old people talk about get off my lawn, keep it quiet. This was like I was in a restaurant. Like it was pretty brutal.
In a restaurant with a horrible soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was loud. It was literally louder than we're talking right now in our room, through doors, through walls. Anyway.
They did finally send security. We hear them banging on the door. Apparently, they weren't even in the hallway. They were in rooms. I don't know how you make that much noise in a room. Did you have the door propped? I don't know.
Well, they at one point were yelling across the hallway because we could hear it.
That's true.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We go down to the front desk. I went down to the front desk and about the room swap. And they offered us, because I was like, listen, after all of this, I'm not asking for compensation outright. What I'm saying is you probably should do something because you keep telling us we're upgraded. You actually downgraded our room. There's no hot water in this whole hotel. Security didn't come up, and two nights in a row we've been woken up by people that shouldn't have been in the hallway.
It's our anniversary.
On our 10-year anniversary, the one thing I wanted was to take a hot bath and spend time with my dude. The guy goes, well, I can give you guys free drinks. I said, we don't drink. Well, I can maybe give you free breakfast. That's not super helpful. I'm sick and can't eat anyway.
We track our food. We don't want your eggs.
So we ended up just being like, you know what? We're leaving. It's fine. It's cool. We checked out. We went home. And I said, when they send me the survey, I'm going to be very honest. Now, there was not one rude thing about it. I'm still a big believer in being professional. The survey person, whoever's reading it, was not at fault. The guy at the desk was not at fault. Mm-mm. This was just a series of really unfortunate things that really shouldn't hopefully happen to anyone else when they're celebrating anything or even there normally. I fill out the whole survey. I explain everything that happened. I said, hey, I have a recording if you want me to send it to you. I have two, actually, from the first night and the second night. If you want me to send it to you. They did end up making it sort of right. Sort of. But the point was, at least now somebody knows. And my whole point with this on the survey was, guys, we called security two nights in a row. The first night took him an hour. The second night took him 30 minutes. What happens when there's an actual emergency? Like, if I had called and said my husband's out fighting people in the hallway, would you have gotten there faster? Because I could have done that, right?
We could have made that happen. We could have made that happen.
I could have said my husband's choking a guy out in the hallway. Like, you know, so as a safety concern, if I was actually in trouble, y'all never would get there in time. That's bad at Universal. So
my whole point is that's probably why recovery's been so hard this week, because we did not get much sleep for our anniversary.
However,
and it wasn't for the good reason that you don't get sleep on your anniversary.
It did all of this wait until we got back. So the best case part of this is that, yeah, you get sick, stuff happens, no big deal. But
control what you can.
We were in Orlando, in Florida. We were in a hotel that we had booked through, so it wasn't like we had to leave. And you know, we were home. It didn't happen on the other parts of our trip, so good thumbs up for that.
You may not always be able to control who's in your hallway, but you can usually control not going to jail.
It's true.
And that's worth it.
I'm glad you didn't go to jail.
And that's worth it. And on that note, let's answer a question. Let's do what we're actually here to do, right? Wow. That was a long story.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get when you get me started. What were you talking about? You're complaining about what today? I forget.
Sleep.
I don't know. Sleep. There we go. It's Ann's fault. It always is.
Always.
John Con Jimmy. Please forward till you hear your name, John. Asked a question about label lunacy.
In those terms. And
it was in those terms, and it was so good, it became our title. So this is something that comes up quite often. New members of the family, something to be aware of. OGs in the family, something to be aware of. Label lunacy. So John says, the other day I grabbed a bottle of flavored water from a vending machine because it said it had 10 calories and 2.5 carbs seemed reasonable to him, even in a deficit, which is where John is right now. He said, as I went to open the bottle, however, I noticed the other side in the label said it had 12 grams of carbs. And he said, I understand the games companies play with nutrition rules because they do. Labeling has a lot of different rules they can use to fudge the numbers between rounding, between how they label, between how they classify servings and all this stuff. He said, but I'm wondering if there are rules of thumb that you follow when it comes to the number, when it comes to which number trumps which. In other words, is it more likely that the calorie number is correct and the games are being played with the macros? Or is it more likely the macros are correct and the funny math is being done with the calories?
Okay, so I'm assuming the front of the bottle said 2.5 grams of carbs, and then you turned around the nutrition label and it said 12.
I actually have the label.
Perfect.
Right here?
Which you can't see. So.
Which you can't see. I mean,
that is
the
case, though.
You can see it's blurry if I bring it out here and you have great eyes.
So it says 12 grams of carbs, 10 calories.
12 grams of carbs, 10 calories, one sugar. So okay. We got a lot of weird stuff on this particular label. So we'll talk about this label and then we'll talk generalities too. Yeah. He said, I was willing to give up the 2.5. He was willing to invest the 10 calories. He said, but not 12 grams, which by the math would normally be 48 if it was 12 normal grams of carbs. Yeah. I won't be able to be on the live tonight, but if you cover this, oh wait, why am I talking about that? He's just letting
just
us know that he's looking forward to the answer. So there's a couple things to unpack here. And I don't even know where to begin. Labels fudge things, 100% correct. Now, is it more likely that the calories are accurate and the macros are being fudged, or is it more accurate the macros are accurate and the calories are being fudged? And that's going to be a big it depends. In this scenario right here, we can already see some weird stuff. Now, under the total carbohydrate, okay, first and foremost, I'm going to answer something different because I want there to be something in front of this that all the fam locks into. When you said, is there a rule of thumb that you follow? I'm assuming you're talking to me. The rule of thumb that I follow is I don't mess around with faulty, funky, labeled food sources. I eat the foods I want. I count all the carbs on the label. I add them up and I make the decision based on that information as to whether or not the juice is worth the squeeze, or in this case, the water is worth the calories. And the reason for that for me is simple. It's because the more we try to game the system, the more we try to hunt down foods that can have these kind of shady, connotations about them, not necessarily this one in particular, but with the rounding and with the net carb funky math and with the sugar alcohols and with the very tiny servings that equal zero calories, but the whole jar clearly has calories. The more we try to game that system, the more we end up cheating ourselves. And so for me, it's about, let me eat the foods that I actually enjoy, that I actually want enough to make work, and not try to game the system so much. So that's my rule of thumb. Now, what I would do in this scenario totally depends, right? You know what I told you, and you know where I stood with that. But for everyone else involved here, looking at this particular product, now understanding that when we talk about 4 calories per grams of protein, 4 calories per gram of carbohydrate, and 9 calories per gram of fat, we are literally talking about a scientifically accepted average. It is an average of many, many, many sources of carbohydrates and many, many sources of protein and many, many sources of fat. It is designed so you can conveniently talk in terms without 7 decimal places behind them. It's designed to be a good scientifically accepted average, but at the end of the day, it's still an average. So the calorie count, if they set that particular food source off inside of a bomb calorimeter, and that is the amount of energy it gave off, that calorie count is correct, even if the macros don't add up. So what are we talking about there? Well, that's not likely going to be a huge discrepancy. That's likely going to be within an accepted average. 10 calories, 15 calories, 17 calories, all depending on the calorie amount in the serving side and the number of macronutrients. So normally, if the calories and the macros don't add up, it's not a big deal. We tell you to pick a method and stick with it. Normally, for most people, it's going to be the macros. This particular one shows you just how much buffoonery is afoot, right? We're looking at this, and we've got a label that says 10 calories, which, as John pointed out, would be 2.5 grams of carbs. But we got a label that says 12 total carbs. Then underneath that label, it says 1 gram of sugar, and then it says 10 grams of erythritol, which would be 11 grams of carbs.
So we're still missing one.
Which means another gram of carbs is missing somewhere that didn't get tracked. And it's water with 4% juice. Not going to be many natural sugars in there. So now we're looking at, well, it's not 12, but it's not 1. But there's 10 grams of erythritol. But if we factor 0.25 calories per gram of erythritol, well, now our numbers are still kind of funky.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of massaging going on in this item, which just makes it suspect to me, which makes me go, why can't I just bring some crystal light and dump it in some water? That's what I do, right? So in this particular instance, grab it from a vending machine, whatever, do what you want to do. I just wouldn't use this product again, right?
Yeah.
And the problem is when you go and you search up calories and erythritol, well, you get varying opinions. You get 0 calories per serving, or you get so much per teaspoon, or you get 0.25 calories per gram. Well, guys, if you're taking 100 grams of erythritol in, one, good luck with the bubble guts.
Yeah.
But two, that's going to add up to some calories. So the problem is with a lot of these products is not necessarily using them as intended. In this situation, I'm probably going to say, knowing that erythritol is 0.25 calories per gram, knowing that they've listed 1 sugar, and knowing that there's a secondary carbohydrate floating around,
yeah,
10 calories is probably the amount of energy in the thing. But that's this one particular product being able to go through that math. When they do net carbs and they discount all grams of fiber without disclosing whether it's soluble or insoluble, you don't know how many calories you're going to factor in from that. So why are we playing the game? Why wouldn't we just find a food source we enjoy or eat it as intended? You drink a whole bottle of Walden Farm syrup, and I'm telling you guys, there's calories in there, despite how bad your belly's going to feel, right? So we just want to make sure that we're making the choices we really want to make.
This is where you have a choice, too, because Jonathan in his head will factor that it's erythritol and that there is a certain amount he's comfortable accepting per gram for carbs from that sugar alcohol. For me, my choice is going to be track the 12 carbs. I got to be honest. I am always an overestimator. I am also a smaller person than Jonathan. My calorie range is smaller than Jonathan, and I have a little less room for error. I will always track the 12 grams of carbs. So this is where you get to make a decision. Is it worth it to you to do the math and call it 10 calories? Are you concerned with it and you want to call it the full 48 calories? And then if you look up erythritol, there's a whole giant range of what you could use. It gets really fuzzy.
And the thing is when I see a label like that, yeah, I could calculate it. I'm just not going to drink it.
Yeah.
Like, that's me. Ann's going to count it as all 12.
Yeah.
I roll with all carbs matter. Whatever the total carb says on the label, that's what I count when I track my, my intake. I would rather, where I'm at, err on the side of caution than estimate erroneously low and make that my habit. Because what if I do that every day? And I estimate low every day because I'm franking food and everything and I want to game the system. And the next thing you know, I'm wondering why I'm not making progress because I'm following my plan 100%, but the progress isn't coming. I'd rather just not play that game. And I know John wasn't playing a game. John was thirsty. Yeah. And that label took him by surprise because the front says one thing, the back says another. And guys, you're just going to have to pick away and stick with it.
This is something I do on the regular every week. So I eat no cow bars. They are actually vegan protein bars. I don't eat them because of that. I eat them because of the fiber in them. They've got a massive amount of fiber because they're a plant-based protein bar. And I would rather eat the bar than eat six plates of veggies. So I work these bars in. However, the calories on the bars take the fiber out of the carbohydrate count. When I log them, I log all the carbs every time. Makes them more calories than the bar says. That choice is up to you. But if you ride that line and you continue to go, oh, those low carb, net carb tortillas or zero this and zero that, you're still getting calories. We just don't know how many. And over time, it could catch up to you.
Yeah. So my estimation here, my thing here is, again, man, figure out what matters to you. Is a whatever this is, vitamin water, smart water, flavored water, is that going to be your barrier to progress? No, probably not. But if that's like a slippery slope for you to start trying to find every loophole you can in your tracking, just understand that most every time you try to game the system, you just end up trying to cheat yourself. So I'm not a fan of these labeling tactics. I'm not a fan of just discounting caloric value in things. Erythritol's very much been studied and estimated to be at that level. I just wish the label was a little bit more clear before I'm going to make a decision on this. So, you know, you can try to roll the dice or you can adopt the blanket all carbs matter. That is a lot easier for me to make that call when it comes to focusing on everyone, when it comes to actual food sources, because it's generally not a sugar alcohol that's factoring in. It's generally going to be fiber they're trying to totally subtract. And I'm just not a huge fan of, well, I know that fiber does indeed have calories. Your body does absorb them, and it's a lot dependent on the individual, on the type of fiber, on your actual gut microbiome and how much they absorb in off gas.
It's basically something that is impossible to test for you personally.
Right. So I just count them. And so far, 9 years later, it's been a good strategy for me. You know, I'm just a little bit more protective of my progress. So that's where I roll with that. I think this is Coach Amy.
It is.
Yeah. Coach Amy FBUing us, but she was at the gym, and that's okay. Anytime she puts booze in there, I know who it is. So, guys, if you haven't clicked your link, don't say boo, or I'm going to call you Coach Amy. It's always the fucking mission. Is that Coach Amy, too?
The mission brand tortillas. Those net carb, low carb, like two net carb tortillas. Nah.
Just eat a tortilla, right? I mean, or make a taco salad. I don't know. Yeah. Because, guys, eat too many of those Mission tortillas. I'm telling you, man, you're going to pay the price. You're going to pay the price, man. The bubble gut's real.
It's a lot of fiber.
Eric, 100%. Net carbs can really mess up carb counting for diabetics. Yes. Yep, those Mission tortillas.
Yep.
Yeah, man. You
know, you are not a net carbs guy.
And yeah, it's just... It's a nightmare, especially when you're trying to dose your medication towards a carb value.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many foods that try to sneak that in. And if you read the wrong value and you adjust for the wrong thing, there are severe outcomes and consequences that can be as a result of it, which is why it's probably best to just avoid frankenfoods altogether and avoid those things and eat foods that you know how to respond to and adjust with. Sephra has a question here. For Jocko Hydrate, it says 10 cals, 2 grams carbs, and 2 grams sugar. When putting in MFP, do you add the sugar into the carbs tab? So is it 2 grams of carbs, which is 2 grams of sugar?
I'm pulling this up to make sure that we have all the information.
So here's the deal with that. What it probably is...
You have monk fruit in there.
What it probably is in this thing, it says 2 grams of carbs and 10 calories. Either the carb source they're using is not exactly 4,
right,
or more than likely, it's 2.2 grams.
And honestly, when we're talking about 8 calories versus 10 calories, this is so minute. This
right.
is not a deal breaker.
That's a rounding issue.
Yeah.
Some labels, I believe in other countries, or just depending on the label practice, I've seen it, will have decimals, 2.7 grams of carbohydrate.
Yeah, but there is nothing in there as far as ingredients I can see that would be this weird, skewed, like sugar alcohol type issue.
Right. So when you're asking if you put the 2 grams of sugar in there, that depends on if you're tracking your grams of sugar or not. You know, I'm not.
No.
I don't track. I don't necessarily believe that too much added sugar is going to kill you when, caveat, you are tracking your calories appropriately and you are managing for enough protein, enough fat, and letting carbohydrates be the rounder out of your calories. If you're making progress, I don't think sugar is going to be your issue here. Especially if we're eating like an adult, we're eating mixed meals, we're not mainlining pixie sticks, and everything's good to go, I think you're fine. So that's going to be up to you and how you want to label. If you are putting in milligrams of sodium, and you're putting in the vitamin profile, and you're putting in everything else because those numbers really, you know, tickle your pickle, then absolutely, rock it, track it. But just make sure you don't make it 4 grams of carbs because it's not. It's 2 and 2.
Yeah, the carbs, the sugar is where the carbs are coming from in this. You asked when putting it in MyFitnessPal, do you add the sugar into the carbs tab? Doesn't matter. Your sugar is where your carbs are coming from. That's why you'll see 2 grams of carbs and then you'll see indented underneath it 2 grams of sugar. They're telling you this is what the carb source is in it.
And usually, fun fact, what that means is added sugar,
yeah,
right? Like, let's say it's a piece of fruit,
yeah,
right? And it says 10 grams of carbs. They're not going to say 10 grams of sugar from fructose. It's naturally occurring in the fruit, right? But if it's a fruit roll-up and they added sugar to it, then it'll say sugar's underneath it and the carbs may not match up.
Yeah.
So
no, I wouldn't worry about it.
Welcome to nutrition labels, right? My man Eric says send Skittles.
Send Skittles.
You should always have an emergency pack on hand,
yes,
man. Always. And if not, you should have like a Skittles support crew come following you around. Coach Kelly's here. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, Coach. Coach Amy says, sorry, booze. I think I fixed the linky poo.
You did.
Like we're your squirrels, man. Patootie up in here.
You did just get your Jocko Hydrate today. The Jocko Hydrate is good. It has officially been tested. Which flavor did you try?
The lemon lime.
I had the other one. I like it.
It's
They're
good.
Tasty.
It's good. I'm definitely going to get some in here because...
Yep.
Fam, it is hot.
We still have some.
It is hot.
Yep.
Yeah. Be hammering on the jits. Got my Jocko Hydrate excited tie. Yeah, you know a little bit about the humidity up in Myrtle Beach, man. Get that hydrate on, y'all.
Amy, what flavor did you get? There's he had lemon lime. There's also
blue raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sephir says, oh, okay, that makes sense. I know the brand is safe, but wanted to make sure since I was using it on a deficit.
You're good.
Yeah, I trust those calories,
yeah,
man. And the math adds up. 2 grams, 10 calories, that's a rounding issue on a labeling. Yeah. 100% trust that. Jeffrey, is lemon juice truly 0 calories?
Are you getting it out of a bottle or are you sucking on a lemon? I mean, yes, if it's just a lemon. A lot of the lemon juice containers, if you turn them around, some of them will say 0. You may find one or two that say like 1 gram of carbs. So if you're getting it out of a bottle, I would turn the bottle around.
Check your label. But if you're talking about like I'm going to squeeze a lemon in my water, I would think even if it has 1 billion calories in it, in a bottle form, what you're getting per serving is going to be 0.
Yeah.
Jeffrey came back and said it's in a bottle. Just check the label. Check the label.
If it says 0, you're good.
I reckon it's going to be low to no calories per serving.
Yeah.
But if you drink that whole bottle, you're going to have to add it up over all the servings. Now, I'm hoping you're not doing that.
And they don't tend to put a lot of preservatives or too much in that because it's pretty natural.
Now lemonade... If we're calling lemonade lemon juice,
that's
a different story.
What does the label say?
But let's check what the label says. If it says 0, again, 0 per serving, I reckon you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact breakdown of lemon juice, but understand that like all fluids, most fluids, the juice of the lemon is going to be primarily water. So that's why it's not going to have a huge caloric hit unless you put the pulp in there, unless you put the other stuff in there, unless you got all that stuff in there. Bottle says zero for everything except for 1 milligram of vitamin C.
Which doesn't count.
Good to go, man. Yep. You can sprinkle liberally or ingest heavily, whatever you prefer. Amy's Team Blue Razz.
Get it.
Yeah.
Get some, I will try the other flavor, too. I bet they're all good.
I bet they are good. I bet we're going to get all those flavors. You know what I'm saying?
That was a good question.
That was a good question. I'm fun facting in my head. Fun facting when I tried Hydrate for the first time. It was a fun fact. It was a good time.
They did. That's the nice thing about going to some of these events is they'll supply you with treats. So you get little sample packs sometimes of Hydrate or Jocko Mulk or, you know, whatever other products they feel like letting us try.
Well, on that note, guys, if you have anything label-related or unlabel-related, let us know. I'm going to go in to a few little things for probably some of the newer members of the family. But OGs, you know, maybe you'll get something from this too. First thing I want to talk about, the very first thing I want to talk about is the damn family reunion.
Yes.
Guys, you'll notice that we're not going to talk about Mustard tonight. That's because Mustard sold out.
Mustard Dallas in October sold out.
The hotel block sold out. The event sold out. There's no room at the Mustard Inn, so we can no longer announce the combo.
However, I'm going to put this out there right now because you see how early Mustard Dallas sold out.
Mustard Dallas sold out real early.
The next Mustard is going to be in San Diego in January. I believe it's the 21st through the 23rd. I will double check that for you. It is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Just heads up. But
mark your calendars.
San Diego, California, end of January. If you want to get in on this, you really want to start thinking about it over the next couple months because this October one sold out in July.
There will not be a reunion attached to the San Diego Mustard.
Oh, no.
We will be getting off a cruise and going out there, so it's going to be kind of a ramen noodle month for us. But anybody that wants to go to San Diego, where it all began, not just Mustard, but El Coronado, where it all began, we will be there.
Yeah.
So if y'all want to get in on that, I guess we did talk about Mustard. There you go.
There you go.
But the family reunion in October.
Yes, it is October 12, 13, 14, 15. When I say 12, that's the Thursday we get in the house. It opens usually around 4 p.m. So that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be in Kissimmee, which is in the Orlando area, for anyone who's not in Florida. So flying into Orlando International is your closest airport. Guys, this is like a weekend to just hang out with members of the family, hang out with your coaches. We're going to be there. It might be a record-breaking every single coach is going to be there year. I'm confirming with a couple coaches who might be moving across the country and have crazy schedules. But for now, we're looking at every coach being there. And we've already got people signed up. So if you want to come hang, there's no schedule. It's super chill. There's a water park.
Thursday night, there's a schedule.
Thursday night, there's a schedule. This is the Halloween reunion. We're going to hit up Hollow Scream in SeaWorld. Totally optional before somebody asks. You do not have to come.
Freaking awesome.
Do the haunted houses with us.
Come do the haunted houses with us.
It was killer last year.
The family reunion's the jam.
So good.
And this is why. Because Coach Amy's going to be smooching faces.
All the smooches.
Yep. So family reunion's awesome. For new people that don't know, we get an Airbnb. We hang out together for a weekend. It's like summer camp with food scales.
Yeah.
You get to hang out with your coaches. You get to hang out with the fam. You get to find tips and tricks on how to eat, how to manage things. Usually we get all kinds of good goodies from some of the companies that support us. So we're going to hope to do that too. So if you want any info on the family reunion, there is a post. I'm pointing up as if I am in your Facebook feed right now. There is a pinned post. It talks about Mustard, but you can't go. You can't go unless you're already planning on going. But digress. Come hang out with the family reunion. Coach Kelly said Sefer and I were just talking about the Mustard in San Diego.
Yes.
And Sefer said, welcome to San Diego. So I guess
so
you're going to be there. Yeah, we're really pumped about that. Yep. That's a good one. Yep. We had heard there was going to be a special addition to the Mustard lineup next year.
This is it.
It's going to be awesome. So we're really excited about that. So if you can't make it to Dallas, or if you're not already making it to Dallas, it's going to start next year. Now, we do not have the official, you know, are we blessed and going to have a discount for next year?
We don't know.
We will find out as soon as we can on that one. We do know we have one for the women's assembly. Yeah.
We got the official word that the women's assembly that I'm going to be helping with some things with for that one is in Phoenix in September 14, 15, 16. Sorry, dudes, for all of my women. If you guys want to come to an event with the biggest female names in the Echelon Front team, as well as, I can't even tell you how many badass women are going to be there speaking. I
love how you're going to have Helen Willink and Jenna Babin.
Jocko Willink's wife and Leif Babin's wife will be there.
Iris is going to be there.
Jason Gardner's wife, Iris, who's a badass, will be there.
Mama Lee is going to be there.
Yeah, ladies, this is the official Women's Assembly 001. This is the first one. The first one of everything is always a little bit more special. So if you can make this, you do not want to miss this. And they did give us a discount code for First In. They're giving us a pretty, really large discount for First In.
Huge discount.
And these are things they don't have to do.
No.
They do it because they support us, and we support them in return. So if you can make it, let me know. We'll get you the code.
It's Ann's birthday.
It's my birthday.
Ann's going to be running some things,
come
calling some shots.
Happy birthday with me.
Yelling at some people. It's going to be pretty awesome. Coach Kelly says, come and hang. Reunions are so much fun. Amy says, so much FOMO about women's assembly.
We're trying to figure out how we can stuff her in a suitcase and get her through the x-ray.
I know. I wish you could go. I'll be there, but I won't be there.
In the hotel room.
I'll be in the hotel room because it's no boys allowed.
I'm dragging him along, one, because it's my birthday, and two, because the hotel is in the Sedona Desert area in Arizona.
It's pretty nice.
Super cool.
Yeah, so we're going to try to make a birthday thing out of it. Yeah. I'm hoping our hotel experience for Ann's birthday is better than the one for our anniversary.
It's going to be.
We'll see, though. I don't know, man. EF women might get about it. Might be rowdy in the hallways. You never know.
They might.
Women in the assembly might be partying hard.
Yep. Till those 5:30 workouts.
Plank owner. Yeah, man. I don't know if Ann's going to get a plank for this one
this
or not.
This is the
first
event
the first.
That I have been to the first of.
Yeah, so, man. You might be getting your, be a plank owner, man. Pretty excited.
I'm just stoked there's something for all the women.
You'll be at a 001, though. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I won't have been at it. I mean, I'll be
not
at
officially.
The 001, but, you know. So, yeah. So, family reunion's coming out with us. Muster's coming out with us. The field trip's coming out with us. Just come hang out with us, man.
Yep.
Hang out with each other. Community, vibe, family, that's what this is about. I touched on it a little bit the other night, but I like to touch on this a lot. Going back to when we welcomed Jeffrey in with how professional we are. Guys, when Ann and I left the fire service, we gave up that family, right? That was our family. It's who we'd spent the last 7 years with, who we spent 33% of our life with every third day. And it was a big deal, man. It was a big loss to us not having that community. And so when we started First In, it's really what we wanted. We wanted it to be our family. We wanted it to be a family that we gave up. We wanted to be a family that we wanted to be a part of. And it wanted to be a family, you know, that just we really were proud of. And, you know, the thing about it is, and the cool thing about it is, it's the family that we get to choose, right? It's not the family we're stuck with, right? So, you know, we're not the most professional. I may, you know, not say patootie sometimes. I may have a different potty mouth. We may have different opinions on things than a lot of people do. But, hey, man, you know, guess what? That's cool. This was the family. When we decided to make this, we wanted to make the family that we wanted to be a part of. And that's what we're continuing to work towards. We're continuing to work towards making this the best damn family ever for the people that get it. And that's why we want to hang out so much. And that's why we want to do all these things. Because if, you know, the idea of summer camp with food scales and this and that's not for you, and the idea of going to muster's not for you, and the idea of getting together with people and you know, playing Cards Against Humanity is not for you, that's cool.
That's okay.
But it's for us. And it's what we enjoy. And so that's why we do these things. What we don't want to do is work so hard to be a part of something that we don't enjoy, that we don't like, because then we would be inauthentic for you guys, and we love our family way too much to fake the funk, you know what I'm saying? So that's why it's important to us, and that's why we do these things, and that's why I want you guys to be so involved. Speaking of being so involved, speaking of all kinds of crazy things like we talked about today, First and field notes. Guys, if you're not digging the first and field notes, if you haven't shared first and field notes with everyone you know on the planet, please do. This week, if you are a plank owner of first and field notes, you will be getting a very special SOS Sunday breaking down the sitch on supplements.
All of our favorites and some extras.
And it's right now 2,754 words. So the sitch on supplements.
There's a lot of supplements.
Is not as brief. It's not as simple, clear and concise as we would like it to be. But we're hoping to shed some light on what's worth investigating. And if we didn't list it, that might be an indicator that's not necessarily heavily worth investigating. And oddly enough, timing of John Conjimmy's question, next week's SOS Sunday, if you're current, will be about food labels and the confusion behind them. If you sign up today, you're going to have a long time to get in the sequence to where the food labels thing comes up. So you better just get on the train is what I'm saying. So if you don't know, go to our website. The pop-ups will get you.
Yeah.
Or go to fieldnotes.firstintuition.com and get on board. Join the Field Notes faction. Call your mama. Call your friends. Call everybody. We're getting up in the Field Notes faction up in here. And everybody has time for that. Okay? Ain't nobody not got time to be part of the faction. Eric says podcast worthy.
What? We're working on something.
We're working on some stuff, man. Something. I got called out hard, Eric.
It was amazing.
By the man himself. Not once, not twice, but like multiple times. It was like a theme by the end of the event for some stuff that we're not doing. For not having consumable material in video and audio format. So we do have some stuff we're working on. We got a lot of experimenting to do. We're going to do a lot of failing forward. We're going to build the plane as we fly it. So we'll be looking for feedback on some stuff. Some stuff we're going to do video-wise, some stuff we're going to do audio-wise, some different media we're going to put out. So if anybody has any ideas, suggestions, anything they want to share, send it all to Ann. She loves sorting through all that stuff.
Send it to support and it will come to me.
Yeah, send it to support. If you got any ideas for us, any things you'd like us to see, touch on, touch base on, what would be cool, what you may not want us to do, whether it's video, whether it's audio. We do have some ideas for that. And speaking of podcast worthy, one of the things we're talking about doing is a podcast version of SOS Sunday. So whether it's an audio format, a video format, or something like that. So that's definitely in the works. Full disclosure, much like it took us 5 years of being a business to do day one stuff, like have an email list, we've been talking about doing this stuff for a while, and the time to talk about it is clearly over, according to the man himself. So we're not going to let him down. You know, the next thing I just want to bring up, guys, is thank you. Thank you guys for being awesome, and thank you guys for hanging out with us, and thanks for making this family what it is, because it truly is something special to us and something we really are happy to be a part of and feel fortunate to be a part of. Being gone, not having live calls, not getting to hang with you guys.
I miss that.
It was rough, man. We miss it. So thanks for doing that, and thanks for freaking being awesome, man. One more thing before we go, since no one has any questions. Keep in mind, guys, if you are able to inspire anyone to join the fam, we're going to give you 4 weeks. This is something that I don't think previously in the past I had made people aware of enough, and that's my fault. So I will beat the dead horse on it now. Finn for the win, man. Sign somebody up. Get them to join. They hang out. They don't ghost. They don't subscribe and unsubscribe. They're in for a few weeks. We're going to give you 4 weeks on your program. So that's a pretty cool thing. You get to help inspire someone to make changes, and we want to reward you to let you keep making changes. So keep that in mind when it comes to talking to your friends, comes to spreading the word, comes to sharing the vibes, we want to hook you up for it too. We want to give you the gift you're giving to yourself by showing up for yourself. So on that note, guys, I don't really have much else, man. If you got anything, let us know. And if not, we're going to get to eating some dinner and doing some date night. And by that, I mean I'm probably going to fail talk Ann into going downstairs and let me show her all the new jiu-jitsu stuff I learned today, because it's pretty freaking baller.
Of course.
But mine might not be the date night she has in mind, so we might save that for another day. But yeah, you got anything?
No, we covered
it. All right, that's it. Well, Banff, Kenjimmy, I hope we answered your question. Thank you for asking it. Guys, if you ever have any questions, you know where to drop them so we can address them. And if you do have any ideas, seriously, man, shoot them our way. We would love to hear your thoughts on maybe stuff you'd like to see Jonathan tackle or take on from a video, audio perspective, because it's coming. And we'd rather it be stuff you enjoy than just me ranting about anything else. But on that note, guys, thanks for being awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for spending your Friday with us.
No kidding.
And first and foremost, thanks for being first in. You guys take care. We'll talk to you soon.